I don't know.
Must have rolled through an area with bad reception.
Oh yeah, that's what I figured. That's what I figured. All right. Okay, so yeah, like I'm not sure if you heard me there at the end. I was just saying we have, you know, a good amount of programs, a lot of different options. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction.
I'm just looking for, a line of credit to do, because we're doing some updates on the property. Like our second dining room, we've been getting busier and busier, so I need to reconfigure my second dining room a little bit and add more seating. We can see the 100 right now, but we need more.
Oh, okay.
Which is a bad problem to have, I guess. So, good problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem. That's right.
Yeah.
Are you guys a dine-in pizza place?
Yeah. It's dine-in, take-out, and we do delivery also.
Oh, okay. All right. And wow, 100 is that's a pretty large number. You guys, that's a significant portion of the business is the dine-in?
Yeah, the significant part of our business is the dine-in, yeah. On Friday, Saturday night, it's standing room only, waiting for a table.
Oh, okay.
At 100 right now.
Oh, wow. Wow. Very nice. Okay, so yeah, so you're looking for make some updates, expand that second dining room. Is it just the one location that you're at?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what were your plans for that second dining room? How big were you trying to go?
Well, we have a section of it in the corner there that over the years we've tried a couple different things like frozen yogurt, salad bar, hot dog bar, and stuff like that, just to have something different, but you know what, the customers just don't want it. Nothing worked there, so they want the pizza and the stuff that comes with the pizza, because we just don't do pizza. We have pastas and salads and sandwiches and stuff. But so I need to take all that whole section out that I built for that there and add seating into that, so I can probably get another 50 people over there, maybe 40 to 50.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And with the way things are now, you kind of expect if you have those seats available, you'd fill them up on, Fridays and Saturdays?
Well, it would keep those poor people that are standing there waiting for a seat, giving them somewhere to sit, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Plus, we want to move our fryer to the other part. We have two kitchens in the back, so I want to move the fryer over to the main kitchen side and move the ice machine to the other one. So we've got them, that's some upgrade there, some electrical and stuff that has to be moved. And yeah, it's time to update my what's called a makeup air system on the roof. I'm going to do that also.
Oh, wow. So quite a few plans. Have you priced it out at all? Do you have any idea how much the upgrades are going to cost?
Most everything that I'm going to do right now looks like it's going to be somewhere around 100 to 110.
100 to 110, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, did you have any idea of what type of return you're going to see once you get, those places, the extra seating available?
Well, if we wind up with 40 or 50 more seats, over the weekend, that could pick us up another couple $1,000s just on that small section right there. Yeah. As for the other expenditures, well, those are just upgrades, so those aren't going to show us any money.
Sure, yeah.
But okay. Those are just equipment upgrades.
All right, and now did you have any idea of when you wanted to go forward with the renovation?
As far as the timeline? As soon as I get the right deal on the financing, I'll start on it. I make a decision on it. I'll start on it.
Okay.
But I'm not tearing stuff up until I do. So.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a good decision to make. All right. Now, who do you normally bank with?
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank. Okay. Have you looked into any financing with them yet?
No.
Never
okay.
All right. So just kind of shopping around right now.
Banks are usually a large pain in the ass, and they take forever.
Exactly.
You get writer's cramp dealing with them. So that's why I've steered clear.
Oh man, that's something I've definitely learned. A lot of, just to give you a quick peek of, you know, how we do, that's kind of what sets us apart. Our application process is, it's one page, literally one page application. And then for something like the working capital, it would be 6 months of bank statements, which you can just do in PDF form. And then it's the first two pages of the tax return, and that's the extent of the paperwork really that we need. And then on top of that, we're able to give you an approval with options to choose from, usually in 24 hours, so we can move pretty quickly.
Okay.
Now let's see, just a couple qualifying questions just to see where you would fit in here. What do you guys do for gross annual sales?
About 750.
Okay. All right.
And going up.
Oh, it's going up. So is that up from last year?
That's up from last year. Yeah, it was 630 last year.
Okay, all right. Very nice. And how would you rate your personal credit, Joe? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's okay. It's around 650, I think. 650,
okay.
660, something like that.
All right, absolutely, absolutely. How about, I'm sorry, what's your wife's name?
Karen.
Karen, how's Karen's credit look like?
Hers is just a little bit less than mine, I'm going to say 620, 630.
Okay.
I haven't found anybody that owns restaurants yet that have high people score. It just doesn't work that way because you have so much crap going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know. I worked in a pizza place for all through high school, a couple years in college, too. So I'm pretty familiar with, you know, with the life that comes with running a pizza joint.
Yeah, you run things out as far as you can, you know, before you pay them because of, you know, cash flow and, you know, stuff like that. And, God, you got, you know that you have sales tax, you have this, you have that. I've got 10 employees.
Oh, okay.
Know, so, you know, you have a lot of stuff to keep your hands on.
Yeah, absolutely. How many ovens do you guys have?
I only have one oven.
Oh, okay.
Pizza oven. But it'll fit 24 extra larges at one time if I need to in 8 minutes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big oven. Does it go on like a conveyor belt and roll right through, or do you...
No. This is a bake oven.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
It circles. It goes in circles. And there's four shelves.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a lot of space. That's a big oven.
Yeah.
How big is the restaurant?
We're about 3,000 square feet.
Oh, okay. That's a good size. What's the neighborhood like? What other kind of establishments you guys have around you?
Well, we're in a complex that I was the first one opened in this brand new complex 7.5 years ago. So we have a Wingstop. We have a place called Popolicious, which is, you know, poke bowls. Fish stuff, and we have a Japanese place, we have a Mexican place, I think I told you Wingstop was there, and we've got a Carl's Jr., we've got a large hotel on premises that just kicks our butt when they get full, and we have a Chevron station, a brand new one they just built in our complex right next to us.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, you got a lot of people coming through there then.
We do now, yeah. It's, like I said, you know, it's going up, and we're getting more and more new faces all the time because we started a new digital marketing campaign with Propel Marketing, and that's actually really been working for us really well, and we've definitely seen a rise ever since
we started that
new campaign. So,
how long have you been doing that campaign?
Only about, I'm going to say 8 months.
Okay.
And in 8 months, it took us from about just over 600 to 750 where we are right now.
Oh, good. That's a nice little return for a short time there.
It was remarkable how fast to that was, I mean, we were in the Penny Saver out here, which, you know, is a weekly delivered sheet that goes to the house, but Penny Saver, after 30-some-odd years, went out of business. They sold, and then this shyster guy went in and closed it. So we lost our paper advertising, which hasn't slowed us down one bit. As I just said, you know, we went up with the digital, because digital right now is not so great does.
Oh, yeah, that's where it's all moving to. It pretty much has moved there.
Yeah. So we jumped in the 21st century with them and started the digital marketing. So
there you go. All right. Well, that's a good move, and it seems like, I mean, it definitely looks like it's working so far. Okay, let's see. So I'm just getting an idea. I'm just trying to look back. So we're looking at trying to expand that second dining room, and then make a couple upgrades, move a few equipment pieces, and do the work to the air system. Was that pretty much kind of the total of what you're looking to do there, Joe?
Well, there's actually a bunch of little things. Those are the three major things that I'm going to do. But I have these pet peeves of mine that I want to change as we go along here. Just little things, you know. Yeah. Move this thing over here to give us more room, and add a space over here. And it's in my mind, working conditions for the employees to make it a little bit more efficient for them on these super busy nights. So that's nickel and dime shit right there. I'm not so concerned about that, but it's stuff like that I'm going to actually be doing too. So.
Sure, and you know, if you're taking on a project, might as well tackle the whole thing. You know, if there's little stuff to get done, throw it in there while all the work's getting done.
Well, you can only do so much at a time. I don't want to really disrupt stuff.
Sure.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's see. Have you taken a working capital loan before?
Oh God, I've taken a bunch of them.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty familiar with the way that they're set up. Typically, it's usually, I mean, our programs range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. Typically, what I've seen are the most usual term periods are usually 6 to about 18 months, and then, you know, some up to 2 years happens semi regularly. 3 is a little less regular. But what we can do is get together a little package for you. We can give you a couple options to choose from, you know, give you different terms, different payback options, and you can kind of choose what works best for you, what fits best with the business plan. Now, what we would need is, like I said, it's just the one-page application, 6 months of the bank statements. You can do those in PDF and just email it over, and the first 2 pages of a tax return. So from there, we can go ahead, get you an answer with the options, usually in about 24 hours. And, you know, if you're even looking to move forward, you know, quickly, we can, if things look right, we can fund you in 48.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have, like I said, a specific time on it. When I get it and it's right for me, then I'll get started on the work, so.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, what I'll do, Joe, is I'll put together a packet right now for you. It'll have a list of everything that I need from you, just the three things that I said. I'll send it over to you. You'll have all of my contact information on there. So if you have any questions, you can go ahead, give me a call, email me anything, and I'll get right back with you.
Okay.
All right. So I'll send them over to you right now. When do you think you'd be able to get those back into me? And I'll go ahead and I'll schedule a meeting with the underwriters to get you some options.
Hopefully I should do that today. I have most of the bank statements, so I probably have all of them on PDF already.
Oh, perfect.
You know, because I switch them over to PDF, every month I get them, so I have them. And as for the 2015 taxes, well, those are actually sitting on my desk, so.
Oh, and
just 2 pages out of that.
Okay, sure. I was going to say, if you didn't have 2015 ready, 2014 works too. So whatever is more convenient for you, we can work with it.
Well, you know what? If you're right. It might be 14. It won't be 15. You're right. I haven't.
Yeah.
She hasn't filed 15 yet. So
yeah.
My 14
will work.
That.
Okay.
So, no problem.
All right. Well, did you have any other questions for me, Joe?
No, but I'm going to be more adapt to a probably a monthly payment.
Okay.
You know, if we can work something out like that. I mean, I have an equipment loan for some other new equipment that I bought right now. That's on a weekly payment, but you know, that's not an issue to me. So.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, like I said, once we get all the documents in, we can go ahead and get you qualified for, you know, a couple different programs, and they'll give you options as far as terms and payback, and you can kind of, like I said, choose which one fits best with what you're looking for.
That'll be fine.
All right. Well, you know, it's been nice talking to you, Joe. Sounds like we might have something that could help the business out, open up those seats for you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, I'll shoot that email over to you right now. And like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe.
Bye.